This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Man, I love when y'all join me early in the morning like this. I already got my coffee. It's a beautiful morning. The sun's coming up. Living on short order of sleep. Working hard on this new location. We're opening up in Oceanside, which opened Monday, actually. But yeah, lots of stuff going on. Always fun couple weeks when they go through getting one of these ready and the changing everything over. If you live up in the Oceanside area, you'll have to stop in this next week and meet the team. It's the same team that was there before. This store has an amazing group of guys, and they just fit so well with the West Automotive Group. So it really worked out well for our fifth location here in San Diego County. All good stuff. Another amazing thing. We got a new king in England that got crowned today. Some cool stuff going on in this world. Along with that, the garden guys did give me a little bit of homework, as they said. They wanted to know if the potholes in San Diego were affecting vehicles, and I said, absolutely. Any of you were listening a couple weeks ago, I was discussing the fact that one of my shuttle drivers hit a pothole, just one of the off-ramps coming off of 78 and blew out two tires. Now, I asked him why he didn't drive around the pothole. That's advisable if you can. Try not to hit those things because they can do damage to the vehicle. Some of these potholes are extremely deep, and if you just hit a tire just right, it will take the tire out without question. You can also bend a rim. So, and do other damage. I've seen control arms bent, vehicles knocked out of alignment, of course, all kinds of things go wrong. So we have, I know why in the Midwest asphalt comes apart, because it rains and then it freezes and it breaks the asphalt and stuff. I don't know what our problem here in San Diego is. We just, water does not do us well, does it, Brendan?
No, but my only other guess would be like, is our asphalt material the same as in the Midwest?
Well, didn't I ask this question? Like, I'd like to hear from an asphalt guy. Wasn't that a couple weeks ago?
Didn't I say that? Like, I think so, yeah.
So no asphalt guy has, you know, I actually know somebody that owns an amazing asphalt company. I should call and ask him. So
yeah.
Maybe it's also the density that we put it together here or something like that. I don't know.
I'm assuming so, because, again, like you said, it's so weird that our potholes are about the same, like, easy.
No, they're worse, dude.
Or worse, too.
Dude, like, yeah. Some of these are layers through. Like, I was looking at one the other day. Like, I was like, man, that thing is, like, 8 inches deep, that hole is. That's more than one layer of asphalt. So what happened there?
Well, according to the city, they have a huge budget to fix this thing. I don't know when they'll ever get
to it.
Which city? Our lovely city of San Diego.
Okay.
They apparently budgeted a huge amount of money to fix those potholes. So I'll just have to sit back and see if they actually fall through on it. So.
I got you. But I'm going to tell you, man, they're rough on cars.
They are.
Some of our roads are crazy the way they're built here, too. Like, I got off at... what is the exit on 163 if you pass Balboa? The next exit is...
That's Washington.
No.
Oh.
163 heading south. You pass Balboa Avenue. The next... there's 805, and then the very last exit before you head down the hill into the valley is...
Not Friars.
No.
No, that's north.
That's at the bottom of the hill, Friars.
Okay.
Is.
Oh, no. So it's even more north than I'm thinking.
Yeah, north.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Between... Genesee.
Okay.
Genesee. Yeah. So I got get off at that exit. It comes down. It's this ramp, and it dives into this thing, and then it comes up, and the road is like, I'm like, whoever graded this thing when they built this off ramp was like thinking like, this will be cool. Watch this. Like, I don't know. It's like, yeah. Very rough on a car if you're going fast. Don't do it fast. Just take it easy. But the point to that is some of these roads are rough on cars. So folks, pay attention to those potholes. If you can avoid them, definitely go around them. You know, I'm always watching, so you can straddle most potholes. You know, they're in a spot. You just move your car over about 12 inches to one way or the other, and you'll miss the pothole. So usually they're not extremely wide, unless you're talking about some of the sinkholes that we had, like on 78, which would have engulfed your car. Can't drive around those. That's why they closed the freeway.
Unless you have what like the Flintstone car where you can jump up somehow.
And you got to scream yabba dabba doo when you go over. Yabba dabba doo. Okay, all good there, folks. But yeah, so a couple things we're talking about this morning. We're talking about hybrids and EVs a little bit more today. It's kind of ripped the show on as far as that goes. Yeah, good stuff. You know. Anything, but we'll talk to you anything automotive related. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Yeah, so great stuff going on. New location at Oceanside as of last Monday, switching everything over. Yeah, just busy, man. So anyway, real quick, let's grab John in Lakeside. He's got a question. Good morning, John.
Hi, Brian. I got a battery that's been sitting there. The car, I was in the hospital. My wife called you with a Freestar.
I spoke to her yesterday. I hope you're doing well, my friend.
Yeah, getting around walking and stuff. The car was sitting there for weeks, and it's completely dead. Okay. I want to know if that, I got one of the little pocket starters. I've always started it with, you know, the jump starters,
uh-huh.
The pocket ones, and it won't start the car. Would that have enough power to kick it over if it's completely dead?
Some of them will, some won't. Depends on which one you got and how many amps it has. Some of them are really good. I have one that's really strong. It was quite expensive, though. They're not cheap, and it will turn a dead car over.
Well, this is, I think, 8,000 or 10, I'm not sure. So would that be, could be completely dead? The battery maybe it's completely dead?
Yeah, I think the battery's probably just completely dead, and it just don't have enough to do it without a little bit from the battery. Then also, if something's happened to that battery and it's shorted internally, then you may not be able to jumpstart the vehicle, period.
But it ran good before that. I mean, it always started with it.
I know, but you know how a battery shorts, don't you? So
no,
what happens is the plates sulfate, the pieces fall off the bottom of the plates, and it can happen while just sitting there, and they end up in the bottom of the case, in the acid in the bottom of the case. They pile up enough, and they short two plates together inside there. And when that happens, mm-hmm. the battery's no bueno, no good no more.
Okay, if I get the tow truck out, if it doesn't kick over, would my best solution be to take the battery out and bring it into your shop?
Nope. What I'd do is just—is it got an Interstate in it?
It's an Interstate. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it still under warranty? I'm sure it is. Probably.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how the code is.
Either way, what I would do is, if they can't get it jump started or drive it in, just have them tow it to us. You got AAA, correct?
No, I don't. I have I don't have Interstate. I don't have AAA.
Okay. Do you you have some kind of towing coverage, though?
Yes.
Okay. Just have them tow it in to us. And that way we can check it, and if it needs a battery or whatever, we'll also check on the warranty of the battery if it's still under warranty and get it straightened up. Yeah, and then also, if it's been sitting there, we can double check all the fluids once we get it running for you and make sure there's no other concerns that have caused that battery to fail or anything like that. So
yeah, because I want to get it going because I have all these medical appointments all the time.
Gotcha. Yeah, very important.
Like driving.
I
appreciate it, Brian.
No problem. Here to help you anytime.
I that's very, very nice of you. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, John. You get well now, and you have a wonderful, safe weekend, okay?
Okay, you too now. Okay, thank you.
Take
bye.
Care. You got it. Bye-bye. So, great stuff there. Always hoping for people to not have issues and things like that. He's a really good guy. His wife's a really great people, too, so... You know, which brought me back to, I don't remember. Brendan, do you remember when the gentleman called in from, it was when we first started doing the show here, probably it was in 2020, from lived in out Lakeside. He's a racer guy and car guy. He's since passed on, but Really great stuff. Do you probably don't remember that show. Do you, do you kind of remember?
I do remember a guy from Lakeside calling in quite often. But
no, this guy only called in once. He was a well-known racer guy. I was trying to remember his name. But anyway, all good stuff. So we got some amazing people that live here in San Diego, especially that are part of the car industry.
Oh, yes, for sure. Yeah.
For sure. We got Big Dave, too.
That's right. I like how he said we have good people in here. Oh, yeah, and Dave, too, I guess.
We got Big Dave. No, we got Big Dave, man. You know, Mr. Dave Stahl. He's my buddy. He's all good. Usually see him on Fridays. He stops by to say hi. So all good. Hey, folks, anything automotive related, give me a call. 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. What are we talking about today? We said, does a hybrid or EV work for you? So good stuff. You know, more stuff we talked about this week I actually was talking to the principal that owns most of the Napas up in the North County area, Mr. Matt Herr, and we were discussing Tesla parts and, you know, the fact that the only thing that they have aftermarket really for Teslas is control arms and brake pads. And the reason for that is obviously that they, you know, we've discussed this multiple times, but the thing about those vehicles is Mr. Elon Musk holds everything close to his chest with them. So, but then there is, although there's the Right to Repair Act and a lot of that going on, it does not cover EVs right now. But it probably will end up eventually covering them because I do know there, we spoke last week, he's in a lawsuit right now with, a person filed a lawsuit up in San Francisco against him because of the fact that, and we read over it, but, that she is the only place she can really have her vehicle, her Tesla fixed, is at one of his facilities, and she feels like he's holding the entire market, which he is, to be honest with you. So he's controlling the price, the labor, everything when it comes to that. So it's a problem for sure. And I'm kind of curious that nobody up to this point has filed a lawsuit about this because it's kind of like price fixing when it comes to if you buy one of those vehicles. The funny thing is those vehicles fly off the shelf. People keep buying them like crazy. So apparently it doesn't bother folks much right now. But then again, as long as it's under warranty, I don't see why it would bother you. So it's all good stuff as far as that goes. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Give me a shout here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego on 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We're going to take our first break. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Play the long run intro there, Brendan. Sorry, folks. Was in the middle of looking something up there real quick.
To be fair, it's a minute long, so you got time. And if not, I'll come on and be like, hi, this is Brian. I can't do a Brian impression. Sorry. That's my Brian impression. That's why you're the Auto Man and I'm just regular old Brendan.
Yeah, I was given a very good voice for radio.
You always have. Yeah. I always thought so.
It works out. It does. Yep. Sounds good. Lucky. I got one good thing going for me.
I got told, I was talking to a person in the studio, and like, oh, Brendan. And the lady goes, I don't know the name. It was a gentleman, though, I will say that, not Brenda. It's like, oh, whoopsie. It's like,
whoops.
Yeah, I think the phone caught off, and they said, and when they were saying Brendan, they said Brenda. So back in my high school again.
You called them Brendan?
They call me Brendan. They call me Brendon. That's my name. Yeah.
Oh.
But back in high school.
They thought you were a Brenda?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. How'd that work out?
All I could say is during the commercial, like, Brendan, next time when you answer the phone, can you use your deep voice?
There you go. Good point. Good stuff. All right, everybody. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. We do know that Brendan uses his deep voice now when you call in. He wants to make sure you know who he is. And that's some good stuff. Excuse me. Hey, folks, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up in North County for 30 years now. Grown old doing this fun stuff. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved out in El Cajon, taking care of folks out there in East County now for 11 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, 8 AAA approved and smog certified right there in Central San Diego, taking care of folks over there for 6 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks in the Golden Triangle right across the freeway from where we're at right now for over 4 years now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio as we all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people, which is very important to us. We also now have a fifth location, as you well know, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, right up there in the heart and soul of Oceanside, taking care of folks over there. So that's another North County location, but out at the coast, we're there to help you and take care of you. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees, like I said, believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people, and that's what the folks believe in at the Oceanside location, too. So, great team, five locations covering most of the county, and we're here to help you with your automotive needs. Stop in to have your vehicle service repair and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. You know, take advantage of our transmission diagnosis or drivability diagnosis, whichever it is. We have experts that cover all interests there as far as it goes of the vehicle. My master technicians are amazing, and they will get you a proper diagnosis on your vehicle. So important. Best money ever spent. Matter of fact, we're going to do a show about it next week. So definitely for sure. If you need your vehicle repaired, diagnosed properly, is the best money ever spent. The best part of, most important part of a diagnosis or a repair, I should say, is the diagnosis. Because if you get that wrong, the repair is not going to work out. So, get your vehicle diagnosed or repaired. You can check us out at westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Of course, we're there to help you out. Just ask one of my managers or your advisor helping you out, and they'll get you taken care of. But stop in. We also offer rental cars with our partners that are nearby each location, or free shuttle rides to or from work or home. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram by going to westautomotivegroup.com. You can also click on the Automan segments and check that out, where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5 at different times during the week. And Auto Talk Radio, obviously, you're listening to it now, but we also have a page. We post all our podcasts there. Plus, you can also pick the podcasts up at through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. Just go to westautomotivegroup.com and you can check it all out, though. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But today, give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. And we're happy to talk to you about anything automotive-related. And be sure here in a couple weeks, we're building a brand new website, updating everything on it. If you've been on there, the website's amazing that we have now, but we decided it's been 5 years and it's time to redo the website. So I have a great team working with me on that. We're going to have some amazing things on that technology, as you all know. I mean, whether it's phones or anything else, changes rapidly. So it's time, and I'm looking forward to it. This is always great stuff, and I decided to do this because we're adding, obviously, the West Oceanside location, and wanted to go ahead and upgrade and update and get everything all dialed in. So that's what we're doing. So good stuff. All right, let's see what Bodie has to say this morning. Good morning, Bodie.
Good morning.
Hey, sorry I wasn't able to call you back, my friend. I've been burning the candle at both ends this week trying to get everything set up.
I would imagine you're burning the candle from five ends.
I got a five-ended candle.
Well, we'll make one for you.
Great. Sounds like a plan. It'd be like a star candle.
Yes, yeah, right. That's America. You can get what you get the money, you can have it made.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to spend my money on a five-ended candle, though.
No, I don't think so either. So, well, as long as you're alive and well, that's the important thing.
I am kicking. You too, I hear.
Well, yeah. So, you know what? You know why Eskimos wash their clothes in Tide?
Oh, no.
You know Tide laundry? Okay. Yeah, you know why they wash their clothes in Tide?
I do not.
Yeah, because it's too cold out Tide.
Where's my dum-dum, Brandon? Brendan, there you go. All right.
Hey, it's cute.
It is good. That is a nice, clean, cute joke. That's a good dad joke. You should write that one down, Brendan. You're going to need it later.
I got that part of my whole book inside, too. So I got the whole notebook full.
Was that one in your book?
No, I don't think so.
See, that one's not in the dad joke book?
I don't think so, no. I read all the jokes in there.
You should write it down. You're going to need that one.
I'm going to add that one.
Okay, you do it. Okay. All right, he's going to add that one, Bodie. It made it famous.
All right. Yes, so then I had a Tad joke. You know, when they're done laughing, I go, you know why Eskimos have refrigerators? And people look at me real funny, and they go, why is that? And I said, it keeps the food from freezing.
Yeah, there you go.
So next time I call, you're going to have the drum roll ready, right?
Yeah, does anybody ever look at you and ask how you know so much about Eskimos?
Well, I got one of those psychological tests in my 20s.
Uh-huh.
So I have a high IQ and I have a photographic memory.
Wow.
And I have what's called hypermnesia, which is the opposite of amnesia, so I rarely forget stuff.
So I rarely forget stuff. That's good. Perfect. Perfect.
Well,
perfect.
I used to think I was insane until a psychologist, I hired him. I said, hey, what's going on here? He goes, oh, he said, you're gifted. And they went, oh, okay.
You're gifted. That's not always.
$500.
You're gifted. Now get out of my office.
Yeah, now he said, no, you gifted me. No, you gifted me.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All good, my friend.
Question for you.
Sure.
I want to put a kill switch, I mean, metaphorical kill switch. Should I put that on for the coil or for the fuel pump?
Well, first off, what kind of car are we talking about? Year, make, and model?
1999 Honda CR-V.
Okay.
It does not have factory alarm in there.
Gotcha.
Does not.
You could interrupt the power to the fuel pump.
Right.
That you could do it that way. Does that, the distributors on those are very sensitive, so I'm always hesitant to you could interrupt the power to the distributor as far as that goes.
Uh-huh.
Also, that you could do it either way, really, on that vehicle.
Okay.
Because I believe that vehicle still has a distributor, right? It does have a distributor,
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah, it's not coilover. So, yes. Yeah, you could interrupt the power to the distributor. Yeah, don't interrupt any other part of that. But yeah, the power to the coil's in the distributor of that. That's why I say the power to the distributor. So interrupt the power to the coil. You could interrupt. Yes.
Right.
Yep.
And then the other thing is what kind of toggle switch should I use?
Well, you know, usually on something like that, a 20 amp, you know, just an on off. Yeah.
Right.
Like, don't get a monetarily on or anything like that. The car will never, it'll start and stall. Yeah, no. Just on off, 20 amp should do it for either.
On off, okay.
Yeah, if you're going to interrupt the fuel, I'd do a 30 amp. If the fuel,
okay.
Yeah, so yeah, my actually, you know what I would do is I would probably do the power to the coil in the distributor would be the best option.
Okay. Okay. And a good electrician will know what to do.
Yeah, a good automotive guy. Yes, yes, yes. Master yeah, right. Tech. Yes. Yeah, I don't know if I get a house electrician to do it. You'll end up with a house switch mounted on your dash.
with a dimmer switch.
With a
right?
dimmer so you can dim the car. That's right. We don't want that.
No. All right. All is well. And congratulations on your new shop.
Thank you, sir.
And, you know, I was thinking, you ever thought of writing a manual and then teach other people how to do what you do?
I actually have coached other repair shop owners across the nation with a company called Elite. A good friend of mine, Bob Cooper, started and owns the company. Actually, he recently sold it, but to another great guy that worked with him for years. So, but they assist in helping shop owners learn how to operate a quality automotive repair facilities and that kind of stuff. So, I worked for him before I started opening shops. More when I had just one shop, I did that for him. But then when we start opening shops, I told him, I said, and actually I'm still on his team's page and I still go to some of their seminars and talk about brand awareness and marketing for the automotive field because nationwide I'm pretty well known for that. Uh-huh. But I don't coach any consult any shop owners because I just don't have the time with all the stuff that I'm doing with five facilities. So,
imagine.
Yeah. If I ever retire, I might go back to that someday, because I'll have more time. I enjoy doing it and I love helping people. So, you know what, people across the nation, I mean, a lot of people get into the small business thing and they need help because they're just not, you know, it's a great idea and they want it. They have the ambition to do it, but they're not. Just because you're a great automotive technician doesn't make you a great repair shop owner.
It's two different skill sets.
It's definitely two different skill sets. There's no question about it. So,
and then opening a second shop is another skill set.
And that's the thing. So, I have a good friend of mine that owned in Indiana. He's retired now. He sold them all, but he's a bit 10 years older than I am. But he had 30 shops in Indiana.
Wow!
And when I started opening shops, he said to me, he said, you did great at one. He said, number two can be a deal breaker. Because he said, number two, you have to learn how to not manage every single thing in person. He said, number one, if you just got one shop, you can always be there. And you can always, you know what I'm saying, manage things and run an amazing shop. Two, now you got to start trusting in people and have policies and procedures in place. And he actually told me, he said, you're good all the way up until number 11. And I said, number 11? And he goes, number 11 is another break point, which is a totally different thing when you go from into number 11 and on up. And I was like, oh, that's very interesting. Okay, cool. So I'm not close to that. I'm at number 5. But you do need to get everything dialed in. There's no question about it. If you don't have it dialed in, man, I tell you what, you can be running all over heck to get to try to keep this going. So, and the key to that also is obviously having great people work for you. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think the word you could use is that you have to learn how to delegate.
And great managers know how to delegate, right? If you can't delegate, you're probably not a good manager. So, and it's funny because my manager that manages Matt, who runs we call Escondida the flagship. It was the first, and it's the biggest shop that we have. Obviously, it's humongous.
Right.
But Matt is an amazing manager, just like all my other managers. But he's amazing also at running that big store because that's 7 or 8 master technicians, you know, 3 lot attendants, drivers, you know, all the parts manager, you know, service consultant, everybody together, working together and making it happen. So, and he does an amazing job up there. Really does.
It's an art form.
It is. And I tell you what, one of the things that I often say, you know, because I get people all the time that say, oh, man, you've done a great job. You're really successful. And I always reflect on it and I always say the reason that the West Automotive Group is done so well in such a great place is the amazing people I have working with me. There's no question in my mind about it. Without them, it would not be. I cannot do all this myself. They are so talented and so amazing, and I enjoy all of my employees that I have working for me, technicians, advisors, the managers. You know, it's just very important to surround yourself with amazingly good people, because they will, and as long as they have the vision, which these guys do, then, and gals, don't get me wrong, I have gals that work for me too, and gals do, it will take your company to where you want to go, you know. But I lay out the vision, and then they have the vision to follow it too. So that's all right. Part of it. We're all going in the same direction, so which is important. So there's so much to that. But yes, I'm successful because of the people that work for me. I never forget that, and I know that every single day. So very important.
I've got a friend.
I love him like
family. I got a friend of mine. He's been married to the same woman for, I don't know, 30 some years, and I complimented him the other day, and he said, my wife, he said, if I got sent to hell, she'd follow me there, and then once we got back, she'd say, why did we do that? And I thought, and she, you know, the old joke is she works harder than a rented mule. She's sharp and smart, and he was thick for a while, and she just hung right in there with him. And I told her one day, I said, if you ever leave this guy, I said, put me on your number one list.
There you go.
All right, gentlemen, stay well.
Hey, you too, Bodie. Always great to hear from you. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Be safe out there.
Ciao. Thank you.
Ciao. Bye. Good stuff. All right, folks, we're going to have to take our last break. I so appreciate y'all joining us, though. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Give me a shout about something automotive related, and I'm happy to talk to you about it. You listen to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM up in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, back at it. Brandon's over there flipping the switches and turning the dials, and here we are. You want to know something unique about if you buy three of the same exact car at the same time?
They're all going to drive different.
No, when they send you emails about which payments due, it's hard to figure out what car they're talking about and what location.
That's true, actually.
We just bought three brand new Kia Souls. I needed to add a second shuttle for Escondido. It's that location's so busy, we have two shuttle drivers now. All the others have one. I bought it one. We purchased one for Oceanside, the new location, obviously. I had to replace the general manager, fleet manager's Kia, because it had 250,000 miles on it, so it was time. Those little puppies stay on the road, man. They're just cruising all over the place. So, good stuff.
Very efficient cars. Very efficient.
They're good little cars. I really like them. The price is amazing. They do well. You know, we put a couple hundred thousand miles on them, and then we trade them in and get another one is what we've been doing. So
my only complaint, it's such a nitpick on Kia Souls, it's just the look of it. I don't like the box kind of look.
Better looking than that Scion.
I know.
that XB, man, yes. That thing, that is a box. So, but no, you know, actually now they're rounder, to be honest with you.
That's true.
Yeah, they've changed them a bit. So, but they just work good. So that's why we use them. And, you know, the Kia dealer right down the street makes me a great deal on them, and they work out. Good little cars, and easy for us to service and keep them going. So that's why we do what we do. So today we were talking a bit about EVs and that, as far as that goes. U.S. EV charger program offering quality-centered grants. The current administration has announced plans to prioritize in need areas for installation of electric vehicle chargers as part of its electrical vehicle program. in need areas for installation of electric vehicle chargers as part of its $2.5 billion electric vehicle program. So I did see, I don't know if anybody's paying attention, but I noticed that the United Auto Workers are having an issue with this administration over the whole EV trend and hard push. So, and then, of course, I'm sure y'all saw that here in California, the whole thing with the truckers and that they're going to try to prevent them from selling trucks. Or I don't know how that's all going to work as far as
diesel trucks specifically, right?
Yeah, correct.
2036?
Yeah, but everything that's a semi is a diesel truck.
Correct.
There's no gas ones.
No.
But they want them to be electric. Which technology isn't even there, really.
Well, we discussed it last week where you said most of the people are going to buy the diesel trucks anyways from Idaho or Montana anyways as it is.
And, but I didn't read the whole thing here, but it looks like something if you bring a diesel truck into California to like deliver stuff, there's going to be a tariff after a certain day. Like they're going to charge people for that.
Okay.
Wow. That's what it looked like for that. Because, yeah, I'm sure they're well aware. If you're an over-the-road trucker...
Mm-hmm.
And they stop selling diesel semis here in California, you just go to Utah or Arizona or wherever and buy one. I mean, you're on the road anyway. Why do you need to buy it? Matter of fact, to be honest with you, with the way things are in Texas here, if I'm the over-the-road trucker, I'm not buying it in this state anyway.
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy it here anyway. So,
but my point is
they're going to somehow, unlike the thing in California where they're just not going to sell the cars. You know, they're saying 2035, right?
Okay. 34,
35, 36, something like that. Yeah, I forget the year. Trucks, I seriously think this law is about, and I haven't read it all, so I could be a little off here, but from what I got out of it is that there's going to be a tariff if you bring goods in and you're driving a diesel truck.
Mm. See, what I was assuming on this whole situation was the fact that, again, you could buy the trucks outside the state and everything's still fine and they wouldn't sell it in here.
Can.
But what I was more thinking about for the truck driving community itself was that I can't remember, so I'll have to go back to you. I had a train of thought.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. So. The tariff, you know who's going to pay all that stuff, right?
Yes.
You. But, me. They're not, well, and they can't, you got to pass it on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're business people. They have to make a living too. So they can't pay a big high tariff for bringing goods to you without passing it on to you. So guess what?
Mm-hmm.
This all flows down and me and you get penalized.
Right.
So now my Amazon thing that was $8 is $32 because there's a tariff to get it here.
Right. I just remember my other part was most of the other states actually follow our highway or our laws all of a sudden with terms of auto. We were one of the first states to do the electric car thing. And then all of a sudden New York, Washington fall through. And then a few more other states fall through.
Yeah, the ones in the middle don't follow through.
No,
They have nothing to do with
Do. Because we're such a huge economy, like California by itself, I think if I remember right again, it's the third largest economy in the entire world.
Just because of the population here.
Yeah, I understand
that. If we keep leaving, it's not going to stay the third largest.
But notice how many states have said, no, we're not going to fall through on the electric vehicle ban situation. And yet that's what all dealerships are still focusing on, is the fact that we are going to be all electric by this year still. And they're not even listening to the other states that said, but we're still not going to be doing that. So why are you still implementing?
Well, but if you've got a dealer here, your concern is that for sure.
I understand. Yeah, but I'm saying nationally, a national brand, you see all the commercials all the time, all the national brands and everything.
Well, and
they still are pushing the fact that, oh, we're going to be electric by this year still. And again, these states and other countries are saying, well, we're not banning it still on our side.
Well, that's because the administrations are pushing the manufacturers to be all electric.
Right.
That's why they're talking about it. Then manufacturers aren't just one state, obviously. They, whatever, you know, Nissan, Honda, Toyota, Ford, General Motors. They're pushing the manufacturers to be all electric by certain time with the laws they're trying to bring. So that's why it's such a discussion.
But administration can't push states in order to ban them, certainly.
No, manufacturers. That's what you miss what I'm getting. It has nothing to do with the states. They're pushing them. That's why it's such a worldly discussion, mm-hmm. is they're pushing all these manufacturers vehicles that sell in all the states and all the world to actually be all electric by a certain point. So, and that's why it's such a discussion, because if manufacturers go all electric, you're not going to have a choice, right?
Right.
So then what happens? Although the auto workers right now, I don't know if you saw the thing, that's, I was just talking about that a second ago, are in a big thing because of the fact that they're actually pushing back and they removed their, they typically are behind the current administration. They have removed for this next election year, they are not endorsing him, actually. And it is because of the push to make manufacturers go all electric. And the unions are saying, we don't want this. We don't, you know, this is not, it's kind of crazy. So once again, I the world is crazy when it comes to this, Brendan. And I'll tell you why I think so, because, or I know so. What it takes to build these cars is not environmentally friendly. So yeah. Why are we pushing so hard for this? I just don't get it.
Again, they have the implementation in their head that they are doing the right thing. But obviously, we continuously show scientific facts, and they're kind of ignorant to the whole thing.
They didn't read the white paper.
No, not at all. The white paper to them is kind of irrelevant now to them, because they're stuck in their ways. They're going to keep pushing this until, you know, they realize, wow, we made a terrible, terrible mistake. But, you know, by that time, it's already too late, probably. So
it is highly possible. Yeah. So I it just amazes me that, because if you look at it, and you've heard me say this a million times, if you take a like kind vehicle, an EV, versus its ICE brother, which is internal combustion engine. So same, let's take all electric vehicles, same thing. The electric vehicle's carbon footprint from cradle to grave is way larger than the ICE vehicle.
Right.
So you're not saving, I'm going to keep driving my gasoline vehicle. So it's saving the, you know, I'm saving the environment, Brendan, by driving my my gasoline vehicle. You know that, right?
Yep.
You don't sound convinced, man.
I do. I'm getting tired of it, to be honest.
The conversation is getting old, is what you're saying.
No. Okay. We can always bring up new different styles of this topic, but in the end, we're still pushing the same thing. We're saying the same thing for the past 3 years. There's no infrastructure for this business.
Correct.
It's not environmentally friendly, and the technology is just not there still.
Correct.
So I don't know what else we can keep pushing to understand that our government can't listen to us and be like, stop pushing this. I don't know what else we can do. We can continuously call them and write to them and say, hey, you should stop pushing this, because, again, these are the three top things why we should not be doing this in the first place. But, again, they're just ignorant. They're going to be focused on this one thing.
It's something they want for some reason. I'm not sure why. Somebody must be getting a kickback. That's my theory. A large one, too, for sure. All right, let's grab Kevin and La Mesa real quick. Kevin, what's happening? Kevin, do you own a Demon?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, let me know when you get one.
Okay. Yeah, last week you had a caller called in about the Dodge Demon 170. I have a question. I Googled it, and there's a gas guzzler tax and a luxury tax. Yeah. Now, is that California only, or is that nationwide?
The Dodge Demon 170. I have a question.
I think, Kevin, can you turn your radio down for a second?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. It echoes in the background when that happens. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyway, I believe it's California. So on that, as far as that goes, if ordered here. But you know what? I can't tell you 100%. There may be a luxury tax on it nationwide also, because of the type of vehicle it is. But there's definitely, I believe the gas guzzler tax is California.
Oh, okay. So if you purchased it like in Texas or Nevada, which I believe is no state tax, right?
Correct. I believe
so. You might even save money there too.
Yeah, I don't know about Texas. I know Nevada has no state tax. As far as a sales tax, they have no sales tax. Well, they have no state income tax. Do they have no sales tax in Nevada?
I don't know. I haven't been there. I have relatives there. That's why.
Yeah. That would help you if they have no sales tax. You're right. Whatever state, for sure. Big chunk of money, because that's not a cheap car to buy. You're right.
No, I mean, it could be like a 10% savings with the gas guzzler tax and like I said, I don't know about the luxury tax. How, I don't know if that's nationwide.
Yeah, how was the gas guzzler tax figured? Was it a percentage of the gross cost of the vehicle or what? I haven't looked into that much.
I think the MSRP on it's like $98,000, and
yes, sir,
it said it's $2,100 for gas guzzler.
Okay,
so I don't know how they.
It might just be a flat. It may just be a flat tax period. Yeah, I don't know that they charge for being a gas guzzler. It's only a gas guzzler if you keep your foot in it.
Well, I mean, how often are you going to drive a 1,000 horsepower car anyway?
Well, yeah, that's definitely
not a daily driver.
No, that's a cruising grand or a Saturday evening cruise with the wife or girlfriend and you know, or just taking it out on a Sunday drive or, you know, going to a car show kind of car. It's not
exactly.
You're definitely not driving that bad boy to work and home all the time. That's for sure.
I'd say less than 1,000 miles a year.
Most people, some even less. Some people like 500 miles a year, because a lot of the times those cars get bought by people that collect cars. You know what I mean? Because they are out of the gate, they make such a limited number. They are a collector's item from the start. So,
right.
And also a cool car.
I think they're only going to make 3,300 of them.
Yeah.
And I think your caller last week said that's going to be the final run of the Challenger. I believe so.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that's why that's what they're saying, that they're not bringing this vehicle back anymore. So
no. So
well, it's the final run of their performance vehicles, is what it is, to be honest with you. So that's what it is, because they're all being pushed so hard not to as far as internal combustion engine performance vehicles, they're being pushed not to produce these vehicles anymore.
Right. So that could be, you know, a possible investment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure. If you got an extra $100,000.
Yeah. home equity line of credit.
There you go. You know, and you can add one, you could put it in your garage and it raises the value of your house.
Yep. Hey, I got another question. I was talking to my coworker yesterday, and he said they have a Mustang coming out that's going to be 900 horsepower. I haven't heard anything about that.
I saw a blip on that. I don't have all the specifics, to be honest with you, but yeah, I agree that with him that I don't know if it's happening for sure or it's in discussion. I'm not sure which, but I did see a little article on that and noticed, and I didn't spend a bunch of time on it. But so I believe keep your eyes out for something like that to happen. Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay.
Fun stuff, though.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. No. Hey, Kevin, thanks for calling. Thanks for being a listener, and you have a wonderful, safe weekend, my friend. And let me know if you do buy a Demon, all right? We want to go for a ride.
Okay, yeah. I'm up here in La Mesa, so your shop is right down there off Johnson, I guess.
Yes, sir. Well, that's okay. I could come meet you for coffee, and we'll take that bad boy for a run.
Yeah, I'm up here in Fletcher Hills. All right, thank you very much.
You got it, Kevin. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Good stuff. Great questions, always. Huh, Brendan?
Very much so.
Brendan's tired of talking about EVs.
No, well, I do have some follow-ups.
You're almost angry at me.
No, not at you. Not at all. but
I don't like EVs, so don't get mad at me.
I'm not. The other things I was going to mention, this bill that was passed already, too, also includes that by 2039 for local work vehicles like garbage trucks and day cab tractors, they got to be all electric by then. 2042, sleeper cab tractors and specialty vehicles. And there was one other thing on here I could take a look at. But it is 2036 by the diesel trucks should be no longer for sale in California is what
gotcha.
It says. So,
correct.
Again.
You know what I think electric cars should be like? Because there are some cool ones. The EQ, mm-hmm. the Mercedes EQS. I have a friend of mine that bought one of the first EQSs, the performance one. It's all electric. Let me tell you, that car will put you back in your seat, man. It's got serious G-forces. Yeah. There's nothing like the windup of an electric vehicle, man. And 0 to 60 speed is crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
but it should be
I finally got to drive my first Tesla. I will say, smooth drive for sure. But I'm still not a fan of it because maybe I just have to get used to it or something like that. But either way, I'm still going to stick with a hybrid car in the long run.
But my point is, it hits an EQS AMG, and it's like a performance vehicle. So it's like this Dodge Demon. that's what I think they should be like. You know, if you want to be the guy that owns one of those and have some fun with it, sure. Hey, you know, I don't have anything against that. And I don't have anything against people buy electric cars, but there's a purpose and a thing for it. You know, I the only thing I have against is anybody saying that everybody has to drive them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem. It's not, you know, it's not like we say, one of the reasons it's not environmentally friendly, and second reason the infrastructure is not there, and third reason is there's a lot more reasons than three. But anyway, we're going to have to leave it at that today. But good points as far as that goes. And, mm-hmm. and I don't think that this will be interesting.
Give it till next week. We'll get more information about this whole situation. And we'll get even more rampant and angry on the radio. You know, that's what people like to hear.
Yeah. That's why they follow us, right? So here you go. Anyway, hey, folks, we do appreciate you joining Auto Talk Radio. You all help me make it what it is. And love talking to y'all, and everybody calls in with their questions and things to talk about. And great stuff, you know, as far as that goes. Love cars, love the world. If you get out there, check us out, westautomotivegroup.com, and we're happy to get you taken care of. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We will be back next week. We appreciate y'all tuning in to Auto Talk Radio. You're what make the show, as I said. So be safe. Get the hoopty out. It's supposed to be a nice weekend here in what is it? 10 Lizzie. Is that your favorite one, Brendan? 10 Lizzie.
Right, 10 Lizzie.
Yeah, there you go. So everybody be safe and do the right thing. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170. Till next week.
To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.